Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. There's a lot of garbage piling up on the beaches. What is being done about it? Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is November 19th, 2013. This is day two of Newsworthy Clips, and you can find news clips on pages 30 through 32 in your Advanced magazine. I'm glad you're here today joining us. And yesterday we talked about scientists tracking baseballs and tennis balls and how the brain reacts and is able to do this at a high rate of speed, and actually how professional athletes, elite athletes, can deal with these things like that. Today, we move into a whole different topic, and we're talking about a real problem in the world today, and that is garbage, trash, stuff like that piling up on beaches throughout the world. So, and it's a very important topic that we need to talk about. So I'm really glad we're covering this in Newsworthy Clips. Back from yesterday are my panelists, Catherine Huff and Brian Hagerle. Hi, panelists.
Hi, Bill.
Hello there.
Yeah. Now, before we get into today, let me see if there's maybe a thought or a vocabulary from yesterday that you might want to cover for our listeners, just as a little bit of a review.
Well, I think that my favorite vocabulary word that we learned yesterday was workaround. And we talked about that as in your brain figures out a workaround, or it finds a way to go around a problem without really solving it. So it works around really fast pitches and how to follow them up.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sometimes we don't have a direct solution, but we need a workaround to deal with a situation, something that is satisfactory. All right. Brian?
I like the word trajectory. In the article yesterday, we were talking about the trajectory of different objects traveling at high speeds, basically the paths of those objects and how your brain calculates that.
Okay. All right. So it was interesting yesterday, and it was great to talk about all of that. So I believe if you do want to go back and listen to that, you can go to our website, and you can go listen to several days of our radio program. So if you did miss it yesterday, make sure you go to studioclassroom.com, and you can go back and listen to the previous couple of days. Now, today, we are talking about beach litter marring U.S. and world coastlines. This is a big problem, right, Catherine?
Yeah, it definitely is. I know that people have become much less responsible when it comes to picking up their trash, and that's definitely affecting our coasts and our beaches everywhere in the world, not just the United States.
Yeah. Now, of course, we're all here in Taiwan. We have a chance to go to different beaches around the island, but first off, let me back up a little bit. You're from Texas, and did you go to the beaches when you were in Texas very often?
No, I'm from West Texas, and it's about a 10-hour car drive to hit a coast in Texas from where I am.
Okay.
But I have been to Galveston one time, which is not a great beach by anyone's standards, but there was a hurricane a few years ago that basically destroyed the beach there. And I know that they spent a lot of time picking up trash then.
Yeah. All right. What about here in Taiwan? Have you been to some of the beaches here?
Yeah. I love going to the beaches in Taiwan.
Really?
I go a lot down to the Ilan Beach, Waiau Beach, I believe, and Baishoan. I know I'm not saying these correctly.
Fulong?
I've been there.
Okay. But you love the beaches here. Why? What's up with that?
I just love the ocean. I think that the ocean is beautiful. So anytime I go, I always take snacks and drinks with me. But I'm very, very conscious of making sure I take my trash with me when I go, because it causes too many problems otherwise.
Have you noticed any problem with trash on the beaches here?
Most of the beaches in Taiwan, from what I've seen, are pretty okay. Everyone's pretty aware of their trash and taking it with them when they go, for the most part.
All right. What about you, Brian?
Well, Bill, I did live in Myrtle Beach in America for one summer, and I know we'll talk about that a little later in today's article. As far as Taiwan goes, I don't make it to the beach very often, although I was in Kunming maybe 12 or 13 years ago and had good memories of it and felt like it was fairly clean.
Okay. You know, Taiwan's an island.
That's true.
There's water, like, all around.
That's true.
That's true. I'm giving Brian a hard time, listeners.
I need to get out of the city.
What are you doing? It's like water everywhere. So. All right. Well, I lived in the Carolinas for many years in Georgia, so I had a chance to go to Myrtle Beach often and many beaches along the coast in the Carolinas and Georgia. So. But I have noticed that there is some trash and debris in these different places. And I've been to some of the beaches here in Taiwan. Some of the places, it depends. Now, the beaches, what I have noticed is that the actual beaches, like where people go to relax and like get a suntan and go in the water, aren't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They are not the problem. What I have noticed is places that are not what you are considered touristy beaches, but along the coastline, I've noticed a lot of trash and debris in places. I've been up like in Wan Lee and some other areas up there, and where it's like kind of rocky, kind of sandy. It's not places where people hang out a lot, but what it looks like to me is there's a lot of partying going on. I see a lot of bottles, like wine bottles and beer bottles and beer cans, and I've seen furniture up there, broken tables and chairs and stuff, and it just seems to me like some places – again, not the beachy places where people go to relax, but just these other remote places are almost used like dumping grounds. It almost seems like a lot of times people will take stuff and put them there because they don't know what else to do with them. So,
yeah.
All right, you've been to Kunming, and we've also got in the studio with us today, we've got one of our young assistants who is helping out here. She's over here from Shida, and her name is Charlotte Tsung. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
Great to have you on the program. And Charlotte is actually here. She's doing an internship with us for, I believe, about 6 or 8 weeks or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on test writing? Are you helping out in our test department?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. So you're like getting really good at test stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've been to – did you say you went to Kunming before?
Yes, I did.
All right. How often have you been to Kunming?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And did you notice – was there any trash on the beach or was it pretty clean?
There were a lot of trash on summer vacation, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, unfortunately, what happens is there's a lot of people go to Kunming, and sometimes you just end up with too many people, and everybody's taking food and drinks and stuff, and the problem is they're just leaving it there. So, but you don't leave anything on the beach, do you, Charlotte?
No, I didn't.
Okay, very good. All right. And I also know that they do have the music festival in the spring. It ends up being kind of insane.
Spring Scream.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. And, and so I would advise people, if you do ever go down there, whether it's for this Spring Scream or for anything, be responsible. Don't just take stuff there. Like Katie said, if you take it, make sure you bring it back with you. Maybe even take a small garbage bag with you so you can bring your stuff back with you. Don't just leave it there for somebody else to clean up, because there are some serious problems with all of this trash, which we're going to get into with this newsworthy clip today. So we're going to break it down into two readings, and our first reading will be the left column on page 31.
Beach litter mars U.S. and world's coastlines. Shorelines worldwide are clogged with trash. So much so that during their annual cleanup last year, volunteers with the Ocean Conservancy, a nonprofit group that works on ocean protection, picked up refuse that weighed as much as 10 Boeing 747 jumbo jets. Cigarettes, food packaging, and plastic bottles topped the list from the 2012 cleanup. Debris from the Japanese tsunami and Hurricane Sandy also marred some U.S. beaches. Volunteers turned up some weird stuff, too. Mattresses, candles, toothbrushes, and sports balls. More than 550,000 people picked up in excess of 10 million pounds of trash along 17,719 miles of international coastlines during the Ocean Conservancy's annual cleanup. The event spotlights just what sort of ocean trash washes up on beaches around the world. Every piece of trash affects the health of the ocean and, as a result, the economy, the environment, and animal health, said Nicholas Malos, Ocean Conservancy's marine debris specialist and a conservation biologist. Plastic debris has two risks, he said. There's an entrapment or strangulation risk to wildlife, but the longer plastics are in the ocean, the more likely they are to absorb other toxins too.
Okay, beach litter, Mars, U.S. and world's coastlines. Mars.
Well, Mars means to spoil something or make it less good or less enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line of this is that this makes our beaches, our coastlines less pretty or they look worse.
Yeah, and a lot of times we'll use the word mar to mean something like it's the rest of it's beautiful, but mm-hmm. this one thing mars it. Mm-hmm. This one thing ruins it.
Like a small imperfection.
Yeah. You know, like a car. You could have a nice, beautiful car, but mm-hmm. if there's a big dent in the driver's side door, that mars the appearance of the car.
Yeah.
So, well, litter is marring the appearance of the beaches, and it's doing much more damage than just making it look bad. So, and how do we start, Brian?
We start with shorelines worldwide are clogged with trash. And clogged is one of our vocabulary-focused terms here, to become blocked or filled so that movement or activity is slowed or stopped. So there's so much trash that the entire path along the beach is actually blocked.
All right. You can end up with pipes in your house being clogged. Maybe it's too much stuff gets in them, food or hair or things like that. A lot of times in the kitchen sink will get clogged because of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So and then we're learning about something going on here with some volunteers, right?
That's right. Volunteers who are with Ocean Conservancy, which is a nonprofit group that works on ocean protection, picked up refuse that weighed as much as 10 Boeing 747 jumbo jets.
Okay. All right. Now, I did go to the Ocean Conservancy website. It's mm-hmm. interesting to learn about all the things that they're doing. They give all kind of tips as far as what we can do on an individual basis to
okay.
prevent this. So I do advise people, if you do have a chance, go to their website, Ocean Conservancy, and you can Google it and find it. So now we say here they picked up refuse, and I believe refuse was one of our vocab focus terms last month in our article about Chicago, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We learned about that in October, and it's a word that basically just means a lot of random trash, mud, dirt,
yeah.
anything that you just kind of throw away.
Yeah, garbage that's out mm-hmm. there. And it says it weighed as much as 10 Boeing 747 jumbo jets. And I know Catherine, she likes to do her research. And you actually did research on the weight of 747s, didn't you?
I did. I'm not sure how accurate it is. But what I found is that when one Boeing 747 jet is empty, it can weigh 600,000 pounds.
Okay.
Without mm-hmm. when it's not carrying any cargo.
All
so.
Right. But add cargo, people, fuel, it can go up to?
Supposedly it can fly with up to 1 million pounds of weight.
Carrying 1 million pounds. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
So what they picked up was the equivalent of 10 Boeing jets or 10 million pounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is an incredible number.
And this was just in the United States on some of the beaches there. That's where they were getting all of this. So,
right.
All right. Now, what were some of the items they picked up?
Well, some of the not-so-beautiful items they picked up included cigarettes, food packaging, and plastic bottles. These items top the list, and you can imagine these items taking up a lot of space and also weighing a lot, as Catherine said.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can just imagine how many cigarette butts were left out there, people smoking cigarettes, then they just toss out those filters just on the ground, right?
Yeah, I see those all the time there.
Yeah, and food packaging, of course, people just leaving them there. I would say these are two of the most prevalent items, food packaging and plastic bottles, people drinking and eating, and unfortunately just leaving things there. And these actually can be very dangerous for animals. We'll find out why a little bit later. So in addition to these items, what else in that next sentence?
Well, they also found debris from the Japanese tsunami and Hurricane Sandy on the United States beaches. And debris is broken or torn pieces of something larger. And I think that after a giant natural disaster, a hurricane or a tornado, you find a lot of debris. Things get ripped apart and thrown around.
Well, right. And I, you know, for instance, from the tsunami in Japan, I believe, of course, there were boats that were washing up on shore in the state of Washington and California from Japan, in addition to all sorts of other items, the boxes and things, personal possessions from people. They were showing up in California then. And then, of course, Hurricane Sandy, which battered the northeast coast last year, spread a lot of this trash around. Of course, it destroyed so many beachfront properties.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, it destroyed the beach itself. I mean, I know they spent months rebuilding the beaches, like putting the sand back, literally.
Yeah. All right. So now, volunteers also turned up what?
They turned up some weird stuff, too, things that you may not expect. For example, mattresses, candles, toothbrushes, and even sports balls.
All right. Mattresses? Yeah, I wouldn't expect the mattress, but
somebody's throwing out their old bed, I guess.
Yeah. Now, I think this could be a combination of this stuff as being tossed about into the ocean from a tsunami or Hurricane Sandy. Likewise, as I mentioned at the top of the program, it seems to me like there's a lot of people just throwing stuff out at the beach that they don't want anymore. They don't know what else to do with it. Like I said, I've seen desks and chairs and things at the beach that it clearly somebody had just left there because they didn't know what else to do, so they just dropped it there. All right. Now, how many people volunteered for this?
Well, it says that more than 550,000 people, they helped to pick up more than 10 million pounds of trash along 17,719 miles of international coastlines during this cleanup.
Wow, that's amazing. Over half a million people volunteered for this. That's great.
Yeah, that's kind of encouraging to see that a lot of people are joining in this cause and they're trying to clean up. It's good that it's becoming necessary for us all to do this.
Okay, this event spotlights just what sort of ocean trash washes up on beaches around the world. So this is what was happening in the United States, this campaign, but then it's reflective of actually what's going on in the rest of the world. So now we learn about some of the impacts that this has on everybody.
That's right. It could affect the health of the ocean itself, of course, and as a result, the economy, the environment, and especially the animal health or the health of the marine animals or animals whose lives are based on the ocean. So you're talking about humans and animals being affected here.
Everybody is affected by this, and that comes from Nicholas Malos, Ocean Conservancy's marine debris specialist and a conservation biologist. And especially this plastic debris is a problem, right?
Yes, it is. We find out that there are two risks to it. The first one is that there's an entrapment or strangulation risk to wildlife. So animals, marine animals, can get trapped in the debris and all the trash, or they can get strangled, which means it cuts off their breathing and essentially kills many animals.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this word entrapment, one, is a way of trapping animals, trapping things, right?
Right. Yes.
It sometimes will be used like in legal circles, entrapment, where then maybe police agencies or legal agencies are trying to catch criminals. They'll set up a situation to lure in the criminals. Mm-hmm. So, and that would be considered entrapment. It can be a legal term sometimes.
That's
so,
right.
But then also the strangulation. We had talked about before the program, for instance, like in America is very popular. We have those plastic rings that hold together like six cans of beverages. And these plastic rings will hold them together. A lot of times people will take the six packs of soda or beer or stuff like that to the beach, and then they'll just leave these things there, right?
Yeah, and then it often gets washed out to sea. And what happens is a lot of animals, like dolphins, they get their snouts caught in the rings and they can't get out.
Right. They have no way of removing the rings from their nose and actually will end up killing them later. It will end up choking them.
That's right.
Or prevent them from feeding. All right. So that is one thing, this entrapment, strangulation. That's that's an obvious thing. But there's something else here that's also a problem with these plastics.
That's right, Bill. As these plastics are sitting out in the ocean, kind of soaking in the ocean, the more likely they are to absorb other toxins too. Toxins, of course, being poisonous chemicals, probably mostly man-made, I suppose, from fertilizers or other chemicals. So that's another danger.
Yeah, it is. And actually, I was doing more research, and I read that plastic things can absorb toxins for up to 44 months after they are in the ocean. So they can be absorbing these bad things for almost 4 years, and then they get eaten by animals.
Right.
And it doesn't just affect the first animal that eats it. It affects everything following on the food chain. So it's bad.
Right. So these animals will eat these plastics, and they'll actually – it'll kill them from inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Some pretty nasty stuff we need to be aware of and be careful what we do with our trash. Let's get into our second reading for today.
There's also a real cleanup cost to coastal communities. Upward of 14 million tourists visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, each year, and they're accompanied by tons of trash, said Mark Krua, a spokesman for the city. Myrtle Beach spends about $1.1 million annually on trash pickup. Beaches in places like Alaska, with more than 44,000 miles of coastline, face a separate challenge. The problem is more likely to be abandoned fishing equipment. The Ocean Conservancy would like people to focus on producing less waste before it makes its way into the oceans. That means avoiding single-use products and embracing reusable water bottles, coffee mugs, and grocery bags.
Well, we were just talking about the impact that this trash has on the wildlife in the ocean, and it's very bad, but there's also a real cost to coastal communities, right?
That's right. The first community that we learn about is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and it says that upward of 14 million tourists visit each year, and they're accompanied by tons of trash.
Well, I lived in North and South Carolina. I went to Myrtle Beach quite often, and I can attest to this. It is a parade of people, and it's amazing how much stuff people bring to the beach there. Unfortunately, people can be really, really careless. They just go to the beach, and it's just party time.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they end up just leaving a lot of this stuff behind. And it's actually, I would imagine it's quite a headache for the city of Myrtle Beach. It's Mark Cruea, a spokesman for the city, says Myrtle Beach spends about $1.1 million annually on trash pickup. I when I saw that figure, I actually thought that's probably low.
Really?
I would think it's even higher.
Oh, wow.
Knowing how many people go through Myrtle Beach and the trash that they create, it can be mayhem there on some weekends. And this area spreads. It's a long beach. This probably spreads for 30 to 40 miles. It is a long, long beach. And it is packed. But it is expensive for these cities to clean up this stuff. So now we leave South Carolina. We go way north.
That's right. We go up to the colder region there in Alaska with more than 44,000 miles of coastline, and they have another challenge. The problem there is more likely to be abandoned fishing equipment.
Wow. Abandoned. What's that mean?
Means it's been left behind. And I suppose fishing equipment, this is more like maybe commercial fishing equipment, so it must be pretty big.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on here with all of this other than maybe some fishermen are going out of business. They don't know what else to do with it. Getting rid of stuff actually costs money sometimes. If you can't sell equipment, you need to get rid of stuff, then you have to pay to get rid of stuff. And a lot of times I think a lot of people, they're like, well, let's just dump it somewhere and then we don't have to pay for it.
Well, also, maybe sometimes there are storms out at sea and then things tend to get pushed off of boats and then pushed into the coast.
You're
possibly.
Right. Yeah.
So there's
because
also
of
that.
The storms,
yeah.
Things like that. And now we also hear then, we go back to the Ocean Conservancy, and what would they like?
Well, they would like people to focus on producing less waste before it makes its way into the oceans. And they say that we can do this by avoiding single-use products and embracing reusable water bottles, coffee mugs, and grocery bags.
Okay, single-use products.
Anything plastic or paper that you use one time. Like, okay. Like if you go to a fast food restaurant and you get a soda and a cup, that's something that you use one time and then you throw it away. You can't use it again.
Okay. All right. So, and then let's try and use things that we can use again and again. The water bottles, coffee mugs, grocery bags. So don't just leave stuff there at the beach when you go there. So before the program, Catherine, you were talking about Garbage Island. And I did not know about Garbage Island, but I think this is really interesting. We should just mention this at the end of the program here.
Yes, I don't know a whole lot about Garbage Island, but it is a place in the middle of the Pacific Ocean where just millions and millions and millions pounds of trash has accumulated, and it's literally created an island of trash. And people have gone out there and they've done documentaries, and it's just these things have been sitting there for years, probably decades, because they've gotten swept out and pushed into the middle of the ocean. And it's harming the animals out there.
Now, this is somewhere located in the area near Hawaii.
I believe so. I didn't look at it that closely. But, yeah, it's out in the middle of the Pacific.
And the reason being that this stuff is all accumulating there is just because of the location based upon the currents that are coming from going up the coast of Asia, coming down the coast of North America, and then also underneath and at the equatorial currents. And it just is all happening to where all of this trash is converging because of the ocean currents on this one island.
Yeah, that's right. It's all getting pushed to one area and just creating this massive vacuum.
Garbage
of trash.
Island. I didn't
Garbage
know.
Island, yes.
I'm going to have to look it up.
You should. It's actually, it's very sad. It's very eye-opening. It kind of shows how just picking up your own trash would help a little bit.
Well, I think it would be a good visual maybe to understand the impact we all have on our planet and that we can all help prevent this even a little bit in our own little way. Listeners, hope you have found this newsworthy clip helpful and remind us all to be careful when we go, whether it's to the beach or even to the park, don't be leaving our trash there. Come on back tomorrow for day 3 of Newsworthy Clips.